Hi, and welcome to Apple Accessibility Episode 7, Using the Mac App Store with VoiceOver. The following demo presented by David Woodbridge was done on behalf of Vision Australia as part of the Adaptive Technology Podcast series for Apple products. Note, the number given for Vision Australia in the demo is for use within Australia. At the end of the demo, we'll do our two tips as usual. Enjoy!
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to take you through using the Mac App Store on the Apple Mac using VoiceOver. I've currently got my MacBook turned on, VoiceOver's running, and because I like to start at a known point on my Mac, I'm going to press Shift Control Option D to jump to the desktop with VoiceOver.
Desktop, DAVIDW9, selected volume.
Now if you've got Mac OS 10.6.6 and above, you'll have the App Store on your dock and also in your applications folder. I'm going to access it from the dock. So I'm going to move to the dock by pressing Control Option D for dock.
Deep dock, Finder, running 1 of 71.
And by default, it's the second position in the dock. So let's move to the right with Control Option right arrow.
App Store, 2 of 71.
And there's the App Store. Let's activate it by pressing Control Option spacebar.
App Store, App Store, Window, App Store, HTML content has keyboard focus.
Now the way the App Store is basically organized is you have two areas of the screen to interact with. The current HTML area that I'm currently sitting inside of when the app launched, and a toolbar area where you can select different options to view, and of course you've also got your normal Apple menu as well. So let me first of all uninteract with this particular HTML area, and the uninteract command being Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And we'll jump to the top of the window by doing Shift Control Option Home.
Toolbar.
That's our toolbar. Let me just interact with that to show you what's inside it. So we'll interact by doing Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 8 items. Back. Dimmed button.
And let's just go through the options with Control Option right arrow.
Forward. Dimmed button. Featured button.
That's the featured button. By default, that's actually what the App Store comes up in the HTML area, displaying the featured items.
Top charts button.
Top charts, as in top grossing, top free, top paid, etc.
Categories button.
Categories, as in business, finance, etc.
Purchases button.
Purchases, as in what you've purchased so far from the App Store. Very useful if you've deleted an application and you want to reinstall it on your current Mac or another Mac that you can use with your Apple ID.
Updates button.
Updates to any existing applications you've pre-installed already.
Search text field blank.
And a search text field to type in a search to search for an item within the Mac App Store. Let me uninteract with the toolbar by doing Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
And let's jump down to the bottom of the screen with Shift Control Option end.
HTML content.
There's a HTML area. Let's interact with that with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with HTML content link, personal projects.
That's the first link of the page. Let's just go down item by doing Control Option right arrow, and you can hear what the page sounds like.
Blank, The Secret of Monkey Island trademark, special edition. Blank, The Stroke of Midnight. Blank, Bubble Harp. Heading level 2, new and noteworthy.
Okay, now up to the heading, new and noteworthy. And basically, each of these headers have now got links underneath them. So rather than going through each individual link, let's just jump to the headers. So we'll do Control Option Command H to move forward by header.
Heading level 2, what's hot?
What's hot?
Heading level 2, staff favorites.
Staff favorites.
Heading level 2, quick links.
Quick links. Now I'll actually show you what's in quick links. So let's do Control Option right arrow to go item by item.
List 9 items. Blank, welcome David. Blank, account. Blank, redeem.
So we've got welcome, account, Redeem, as in redeem iTunes gift cards.
Blank. Support. All categories. Pop-up button.
Support and all categories button.
Blank. iLife 11.
And then some examples. iLife 11.
Blank. iWork.
iWork.
Blank. Aperture.
Aperture.
Blank. Personal projects.
Etc. etc. But basically, the one thing that I wanted to just really show you was the account, redeem, and support link. So let's jump to the next header with Control Option Command H.
Heading level 2. Two items. Blank. See all. Top paid.
That's top paid.
Heading level 2. Two items. Blank. See all. Top free.
Top free. And finally.
Heading level 2. Two items. Blank. See all. Top grossing.
Top grossing. And if I was to press Control Option Spacebar and have those header stroke link items, we would actually see all items with each of those categories. And of course, if we want to go back header by header, we add a shift key to our command. So that will be shift control option command H. We'll just do that now for a few headings.
Heading level 2, two items, blank, see all, top free.
Okay, so back to top free.
Heading level 2, two items, blank, see all, top paid.
Top paid, etc. So let's uninterrupt with that now by doing shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
Now, before we go any further, I just want to show you the actual menu bar. And by the way, at the moment of this recording in February 2011, there are no preferences that you would normally get to by doing Command, comma. So let's go to the menu bar with Control Option M.
Menu bar, Apple.
And we'll go across with Control Option right arrow.
App Store. Edit. Store.
And this is the one I wanted to show you. So let's pull that down with Control Option down arrow.
Store menu 11 items. Back. Dim command left bracket.
Okay, so when you've gone to a link from another link, you can go back with command left bracket. Down to the next option.
Forward. Dim command right bracket.
The same thing, you can go forward with command right bracket.
Reload page command bar.
Reload page with command R. That's actually very useful because I find sometimes when the App Store loads, particularly when I'm on a wireless network on my MacBook Air, sometimes it'll say HTML empty, and if I do Command R, it reloads that HTML area with the App Store in working order again.
Search Command F.
Search Command F. So rather than going to the toolbar and finding the search edit field, we can do Command F, which we'll go through in a little while.
Checkmark featured.
Checkmark featured, which we're currently viewing the HTML area. And here are the other options that are already in the toolbar, but they're in this menu as well. We've got
top charts.
Top charts.
Categories.
Categories.
Purchases.
Purchases.
Updates.
Updates.
Sign out.
Then we've got sign out.
View my account. DAVID ellipsis.
And view my account. So let's press escape to come out of the menu bar.
Closing menu. HTML content.
So let's move on to look at the categories button. So we'll go to the toolbar with Shift Control Option Home.
Toolbar.
Interact with Shift Control Option Down Arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 8 items.
Let's Control Option Run Arrow over to categories.
Forward. Dim. Featured button. Top charts. Categories button.
Control Option Spacebar to select.
Press categories button.
Now here's what I want to introduce a little trick. Yes, we can interact with the toolbar. Jump to the bottom of the window, interact with the HTML area, and then proceed onwards from there. A fast way to get the HTML area, particularly since the HTML area is set out with headings, is to jump straight to the first heading in the HTML area by doing the header command for VoiceOver. So let's do that now. Control, Option, Command, H.
Heading level 2, categories.
And these categories basically have two links. One is the name of the link, the second one is the name of the link, and I believe with an image. Under each one of those two category headings, if you like, for the same category, there are example links. So it'll make more sense when we go through the first one. So I'm going to go link by link. I'm going to press Control Option Command L.
Business link. Business link.
Okay, so I heard it say business link twice. And now we'll get to the samples.
Citrix Receiver, link.
Citrix Receiver.
Dockhaven, link.
Dockhaven.
Spot Documents, link.
Spot Documents, link. And keep in mind, any one of these you can press Control Option Spacebar on to go into it and look for more information about the application and also access the purchase button.
Developer tools link.
Here's the second category, developer tools, and of course we'll get a second link again, the same thing.
Developer tools link.
Okay, developer tools again, and here comes the examples.
Text Wrangler link.
Text Wrangler.
Key codes link.
Key codes.
Status barred link.
Status barred.
Education link.
And here's the third category, education.
Education link.
The second link of education, and then the examples.
World Explorer link. Learn the switch to Mac link.
Okay, and so on. So I'll leave you to explore the rest of those categories. Let's uninteract again with the HTML area with Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
Let's now go to purchases. So top of screen with Shift Control Option home.
Toolbar.
Interact with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 8 items. Back button.
Let's go across to purchases.
Forward,
option right
dim, featured, button, top charts, button, categories, button, purchases, button.
Okay, purchases, control option spacebar.
Press, purchases, button.
And let's jump to the HTML area straight away with the header command for voiceover, control option command H.
Heading level 2, news rack.
And that's the first header of the item in my purchases, which is news rack. Now, I should warn you now that some of the applications you're going to hear are not compatible with VoiceOver. I've actually purchased some of these items for my family and friends as well on my Mac at home. So if I keep going with Control Option Command H.
Heading level 2, Watchdog for MacBook. Heading level 2, Absolute Radio Player. Heading level 2, Menu Weather Light.
These are not the list of applications that are installed. These are all the applications I've downloaded from the Mac App Store. So a few of these programs I've actually taken off my MacBook, and I can use this section here to reinstall them to the Mac. So again, let me come out of here. I've got 85 purchased items so far, so we're not going to go through the whole lot of them. And also, as we did with the other categories before, you can press Shift Control Option Command H to also go backwards through the headers as well. So let me uninteract with Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
Back up to the top to the toolbar with Shift Control Option home.
Toolbar.
Interact with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 8 items. Back button.
And let's go across to update.
Forward. Dim button. Featured button. Top charts button. Categories button. Purchases button. Updates button.
Okay, Control Option spacebar to select.
Press updates button.
And again, let's jump to the first header on the HTML page with Control Option Command H.
Heading level 1, 2 items, 35 updates available.
Okay, so it says 35 updates available. I really should get around to that. So let's just go item by item so you can hear what the page sounds like. So Control Option right arrow.
Update all button.
It's the update all button. Control Option right arrow.
35 updates available.
That was the header. Control Option right arrow.
Link. iLicense.
That's a link, iLicense, and again I could press Control Option Spacebar to go inside and have a look at the app.
List 4 items.
And when I say look at the app, I mean an app on the Mac App Store, not go and launch the app on the actual Apple Mac itself.
Heading level 2, iLicense.
Okay, going.
David Wheeler. Version 1.2. Released 29 January 2011. End of list. List 1 item. Edit menu fixes. Improved basic view. End of list.
Okay, so it's basically told us what the application is, who the developer was, what the update incurs, and we should now get to
update button.
An update button. I can actually update that app rather than using the all update button at the top of the page. So let's uninteract.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
Now let's use the find command to find an application and download it from the Mac App Store. So rather than going to the toolbar and go into the search edit area, I'm just going to do command F find.
Search, search text field, blank.
And let's type in translate and see what we get.
T-R-A-N-S-L-A-T-E.
Pressing enter.
Translate. Highlighted.
And let's use the header command again, which is Control Option Command H, to see what we've got in our search items. So I'll do that now.
Heading level 2, search results for translate.
And let's go item by item with Control Option right arrow.
1 10 of 10. Sort by. Relevance pop-up button. Translate group with two items.
We'll keep going down the page. I'll actually explain what that group with two items means when we actually get to the one that I actually want to use. So control option right arrow.
Just translate group with two items. Quick translate group. Translator free group. iSpeak translator group. OCRTOLS group. Translator with voice group with two items.
That's the one I want. Now, with two items means that rather than being a hyperlink as the other ones were in the other categories, this is a group, so we have to interact with the group to then get more information with it. So, of course, the interact command is Shift Control Option Down Arrow.
Two items. Interact with translator with voice group with two items. Two items link. Translator with voice.
That's a link that would take us into more information about the app. Control Option Right Arrow.
List three items.
And again.
Link. Translator with voice.
That's the link.
Travel.
Travel is the category.
Buy. Translator with voice. $3.99 button.
And that's the purchase button. If it was free, it would say free button. So we'll actually purchase that with Control Option Spacebar.
Press buy. Translator with voice. $3 and not interact with dialogue for window. App Store. Sign in to download from the App Store. If you have an Apple ID, sign in with it here. If you have used the iTunes Store or remote.
And we'll shut off the control key. Now, I'm actually going to jump through these fields to get to the security text field at the top of my password for my account. So to do that, I'm just going to use Control Option Command J.
Forgot? Button. DAVID Apple ID Edit Text. Password Secure Edit Text.
Okay, I'm going to type in my Apple password. And press Enter.
Buy. Translator with voice. $3.99. Dimmed button. Closing dialogue. Are you sure you want to buy and download Translator with voice? Your payment method will be charged for this purchase and your app will begin to download immediately.
Yes, we do. And the buy button is the default, so I can just press enter.
Buy. Translator with voice. $3.99. Dimmed button.
Now,
closing dialogue.
Say, I've got no idea where this application is accessible, but let's go to the dock now with Control Option D.
HTML dock. App Store. Running 2 of 72.
Now I've got 72 items because I had 71 before. Now they add the application that you've just downloaded to the end of the dock before you get to your application documents and downloads folder and the trash folder. So I'm just going to jump to the end of the dock with Shift Control Option End.
Trash 72 of 72.
Now I'm going to come back to the left with Control Option Left Arrow.
Documents folder. Downloads folder. Applications folder. Separator. Separator. Translator with voice. Downloading 67 of 72.
Okay, translated with voice. Downloading. Now, at the moment, there's no way of telling with VoiceOver, as far as I know, with Vision, what the percentage of the download has actually been yet. But basically, when it's finished downloading, the word download will disappear, and the app will be both in your dock and in your applications folder. And you can remove it out of your dock if you so wish, and you can also reorganize it on your dock. Keep in mind, removing it off your dock does not delete the application. It's still sitting in your applications folder, and it's still installed. The dock basically is a shortcut key, or a short way, to get you an application quickly. So let's just do Control Option Right and Left Arrow to check if it's downloaded. So I'm going to do Control Option Right Arrow to go to the next item.
Separator, separator, 68
control
of 72.
Control Left Arrow to go back to the previous item.
Translator with voice. Downloading 67 of 72.
And it's still downloading. The other thing I've found that it's when it's downloading, if I try and read my current focus on the dock with Control Option F3, as now.
Translator with voice. Installing is in the voiceover cursor.
It will actually also give us information. Sometimes I've noticed, though, when you do that, when it's actually downloading rather than installing, it just says list. So either just use Control Option Right and Left to go forward and back, or try Control Option F3 and see what happens. So let's see if it's been installed now. I'm going to do Control Option F3 again.
List is in the voiceover cursor.
And that's what I mean. Now it actually says list. So let's do Control Option Right Arrow.
Separator, separator,
okay,
68 of 72.
Item. Go back to the left with Control Option Left Arrow.
Translator, 67 of 72.
And there it is. So let's run the application now. with Control Option Spacebar, it's been installed and it's on my Mac.
Translator, Translator, Window, Translator, Edit Text.
And there's the Translator app. So basically I could type in some English text in my case and get it translated to other languages. As I said earlier on, I've got no idea whether this application is voiceover friendly. Its function was basically to show you how to download an application off the Mac App Store. So let me close the application with Command Q.
App Store, Window, App Store, HTML content.
And just to keep things nice and tidy, since we've now finished with the Mac App Store, I'm actually going to close it now with Command Q.
Finder, Window.
Let me show you how you can remove that application from your dock if you don't want it. So let's go do Control Option D for dock.
List dock. Translator 67 of 72.
Okay, and we're still on it, on the dock, because that's the program we just launched last. Let's bring up the context menu with Shift Control Option M.
Menu, two items.
Control Option down arrow to go down the items.
Options, submenu.
We want to go into options, so Control Option spacebar.
Options, submenu, three items, remove from dock.
And that's the one we want, remove from dock, so we do Control Option spacebar.
Closing, closing menu, list, finder, window, applications, list view, table.
Now again, if we want to go back onto the dock.
List, dock, finder, running, 1 of 71.
And we want to check if it's gone, we've now got 71 items rather than 72. But let's just double check, let's jump to the end of the dock with Shift Control Option End.
Trash, 71 of 71.
Let's go to the left with Control Option Left arrow.
Documents, folder, downloads, folder, applications, folder, separator, separator, file sync, running, 66 of 71.
And there we go, file sync was my previous application on my dock, and translator's gone. But let's say, for example, you had an application and you wanted to move it. Then the way to move it to the left is to do Option, Command, Left arrow, and you'll actually hear what VoiceOver says.
File sync, move to the left of Watchdog for MacBook.
Okay, so I've moved it to the left of Watchdog for MacBook. So now if I go to the right with Control Option Right arrow.
Watchdog for MacBook, 66 of 70, separator, separator, 67 of 71.
So let me go back with Control Option Left to get back to File sync.
Watchdog for MacBook, 66 of 71, File sync. Running, 65 of 71.
And I want to move it back to the right of Watchdog for MacBook. So I do Option, Command, Right arrow.
File sync, move to the right of Watchdog for MacBook.
And there it is back in its spot where it was before. So you can move things around, get to the item you want, and do Option, Command, Left arrow to keep moving it to the left, or Option, Command, Right arrow to keep moving it to the right. Let me just go to the desktop with Shift Control Option D.
Desktop.
Now remember when I said when you remove it from the dock, it's still in your applications folder. So let's jump to the applications folder by doing Shift Command A for applications folder.
Applications. Now in window, applications, list view, table, one row selected, name, watchdog for, macbook.app, date modified.
Let's interact with the applications folder. So Shift Control Option D arrow.
Interact with list view table row 102 of 106 selected.
Okay, I've got 106 items in my applications folder. Now we want to jump to the translator application. So I'm just going to do TR and see what we land on.
Translator.app.
Okay, and there it is. So if we wanted to launch it again, we could do Control Option Spacebar to relaunch it. If I want to add it back to the dock, I can do that with a Mac command, which is Shift Command T.
Add to dock.
And now it's back on the dock. And just to show you, let's jump back to the dock. Control Option D.
Trans dock. File sync. Running. 66 of 72.
Back to 72 items. So hopefully that's put it at the end of my items after file sync. So let's do Control Option Right arrow.
Translator. 67 of 72.
And there it is back again. So I guess what I'm getting at in this demonstration is that it's extremely easy to search for items on the Mac App Store, extremely easy to download items, install items, locate the items, take them on and off the dock, and resort the items on your dock, all done with VoiceOver, the Mac, and the Mac App Store. So that concludes this demonstration. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. If you've got any other questions about adaptive technology in respect to Apple products, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Now time for our two tips. Tip 1. Did you know you can use your iPod Shuffle or iPod Nano as a USB storage disk? When you have either device plugged in, go to the device in the source list within iTunes. In the summary pane, select Enable Disk Use. Note, if you use this option, you will have to eject the device manually, either from within iTunes or when on the volume name on the desktop with Command Key plus E for eject. Tip 2. Did you know that when using the default calculator on your iPod Touch or iPhone, that if you rotate the iPhone or touch to landscape, you will bring up the scientific functions for the calculator? Remember, you can always email the folks at accessibility@apple.com for assistance or visit the official Apple Accessibility webpage at http://www.apple.com/accessibility. For any feedback concerning these podcasts, you can contact David by the following options. Email him at davidw9@tpgtangopapagolf.com.au. Follow him on Twitter at dwoodbridge, that is D as in David and Woodbridge, all one word. Access his blog, news interests, and assistive technology bookmark sites at http://www.samobile.net/users/dwoodbr, or access this podcast website at http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com, standard access, http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com/mobile/mobile access. This concludes Episode 7, Using the Mac App Store with VoiceOver of the Apple Accessibility Podcast.